The three remaining patrol drones altered their course to steer clear of the vats, confirming Scourge's fear that the trick would only work once. They opened fire, but their target suddenly reversed his direction to race back along the catwalk toward the assault droid on the floor below. One of the bolts struck Scourge squarely between the shoulder blades, but luckily it didn't penetrate his armor. The assault droid continued to fire ineffectually at Scourge from below as he charged at it. He closed the gap until he was directly above it, then grabbed the catwalk safety rail and vaulted over the side. He landed directly on the square, flat top of the assault droid and chopped down with his lightsaber. The blade bit deep into the droid's armor plating, but failed to reach any of the internal circuitry. The droid shook angrily from side to side, and Scourge was thrown off. Rolling to absorb the landing, he scrambled to his feet and circled behind the droid. He knew his only chance was to stay on its blind side, so it wouldn't be able to bring its blaster cannons to bear. He slashed at the armor-plated body twice more. The first blow left a scorched furrow. The second, delivered in precisely the same location, went all the way through. The assault droid reacted with a shudder, momentarily listing to one side. But before Scourge could follow up with another attack, it kicked out with one of its massive legs, catching him in the chest and sending him crashing to the ground. A sharp pain shot up from his side, and he knew at least one of his ribs had been cracked. The assault droid was slowly, jerkily turning to face him. The three remaining patrol drones were once again bearing down on him, close enough to open fire. Scourge scrambled forward on his hands and knees. The assault droid was tall enough for him to crawl under its legs and take shelter under its body. The blaster bolts from the patrol drones ricocheted ineffectually off the larger droid's armor plating. The assault droid returned fire, its programming instinctively identifying anyone firing at it as a hostile threat. Its blaster cannons tore through the patrol drones, reducing all three to scrap. At the same time, Scourge drove his lightsaber up into the assault droid from below. To save costs and improve mobility, the underside of the droid wasn't equipped with the heavy armor plating that protected the rest of its exterior, and the blade went deep. Scourge stabbed the vulnerable underbelly twice more, before rolling clear and springing back to his feet. Staggering, the droid tried to turn to face him. It was leaking thick black lubricant from where Scourge had sliced it open, the liquid forming a rapidly spreading pool beneath its feet. A muffled explosion came from somewhere inside the droid, and a wisp of smoke curled out. Its legs sagged, and it slowly toppled forward, then lay still. Scourge didn't have time to savor his victory. A swarm of patrol drones poured into the room, emerging alone or in pairs from passages on both the north and south walls. At the same time, two more assault droids marched into view, and the Sith Lord's spirits sank. There was no shame in fleeing a battle that couldn't be won. Only a fool continued to fight against impossible odds. Yet even if he were willing to risk Nyriss's wrath by abandoning Setchel, Scourge doubted escape would be possible. There were too many droids, and he was nearing the point of total exhaustion. With a grim smile, he raised his lightsaber, prepared to inflict as much damage as possible before he died. And then suddenly, everything went dark. Scourge fumbled for his night goggles, knowing the illumination from his lightsaber wouldn't be enough to fight by. He yanked them from his belt and slid them into place, then stood stock still, stunned by what he was seeing. None of the droids had taken the opportunity to advance on him. The assault droids hadn't moved. The patrol drones had all fallen to the ground. Only then did he register the fact that it wasn't just dark, it was silent. The deafening engines had ground to a halt. The conveyor belts were quiet. And even the assembly droids seemed to be frozen in place,